back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I put my hair up. It's hot out, man. People are going to think that I got a cut, and that's okay. You know, I mean, let them start those internet rumors. But you know, it's summertime, and you know, it's been hot this week. I did that hot press conference over at the World Cup thing. I watched the All-Star game. Trey Mancini was hot on Monday, and it is hot in Essex right now. The grasp of summer. Todd Schuller is in a suit and tie because he's a lawyer guy and he's official and you got court today and it's what you do with Blondell Miller Schuller and damngoodlawyer.com. So I want to welcome you on. I feel very casual right now. I feel like I'm going on vacation, but you know, the law stops for no one, Todd Schuller.
No. And we're here and we're ready to roll, you know. Actually, that's a lie. I snuck out. I was on vacation a week ago. So
Were you in Bermuda or something, right?
Well, I had an uncle die in Bermuda, yes. So I did go down to Bermuda.
Is he Bermudan or did he move to Bermuda?
He was born and raised here, of course, but in the late 80s, early 90s, he was a steam fitter working out of the union and they needed like two guys for 6 months and he never really came back. He married a Bermuda girl and at the time of his death, he was running a company called Bermuda Air, it was a really neat experience. The Bermuda Air work vans, you've seen HVAC work vans, you know, all your life, the big white vans, and they did a big parade all around the island with about 100 of those work vans, and then everybody sort of after the parade.
Had you ever been to Bermuda?
Yeah, a few times. I mean,
oh, so you visit? This is your uncle, right?
He's an uncle, and yeah, he's a good dude. My dad's brother. My dad passed away about 6 months ago, so Schuller's are dropping like flies. But yeah, we had been there a bunch of times. My cousin just graduated from Georgetown here in the States, and actually, my uncle was up for that.
So you didn't have any itch. You didn't go over there and think I'm staying. You're like I'm going back to New Orleans and drink more and figure out how to run for office.
That yeah, was, it's like
because I mean, hard to leave. You know, listen. I'm from Baltimore, right? And all of my childhood, you know, at the paper, I thought I was going to live a life elsewhere. I thought I was going to be in San Diego. I thought I was going to be in Paris, somewhere more romantic than here. Right now, 53 years into this, clearly I'm Baltimore positive. I haven't gone anywhere, but I love traveling. But I'm always, I love when someone has that story in life where they go somewhere. I have a friend I went to high school with. She lives in Alaska and she boats all through the islands and I follow her. And just sort of like, I don't know what a girl in Dundalk did in Alaska. And she, but like people move about the world and they fall in love with a place. But the island thing for a guy, a Calvert Hall guy, Baltimore guy to go to Bermuda and never come back. I think that's an unbelievable life story.
It's a cool story. He was a wild dude. I gave the eulogy and one of the things that came to mind was he showed the provincial Schullers a bigger world, you know, and that's true. I mean, I am
outside
just
Ocean
like
City.
You. Outside of Ocean City, exactly. I'm that get to Ocean City or you know,
dude,
maybe
I was
as far
so
north
provincial
as New York.
That I thought Bethany Beach was exotic, right? Like I
Me too.
like. As a kid, all I'd ever done was go to Ocean City and went to Disney World on a train, right? So, like, I have spent all of my adulthood. I mean, Leonard Raskin was just on from Raskin Global. We talk about saving money and spending money. I wish I had saved more money in my life, right? Like, I wish I had the house on that. I don't, but –
Nah, it's what
man,
you
I've
spend,
spent a
mister.
Lot of money having a lot of fun, dude.
It's what you spend, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I have – really experience life, and part of experiencing life for me. And as I've gotten older, and I think the plague makes me experience food, right? And I'm doing a Maryland tour next month because there's so many places in Maryland I've never been. But man, I couldn't wait to get to Tahiti. I couldn't wait to get to Austria. I couldn't wait to get to Paris. I couldn't wait to get to any to Tokyo, to Hong Kong, to these places. So I am that guy, and I am totally the guy that when I'm in Tokyo thinks to myself, if someone gave me 6 months here and paid me a lot of money to just hang out here, I'd hang out here and I might never leave. And I think that about lots of places, but I've never done it. So like when I hear that you have someone that was beloved to you who didn't just settle in Kansas City or settle in Pittsburgh or whatever, like normal, even Alaska, but like took on a provincial, non-provincial life. You know, I mean, I love those stories.
Hey, and you speak of it, you know, he was 60 and he caught a skin tumor that he had removed, and then years later metastasized into his brain. It was like a little time bomb hiding inside of him. So get there, get to Tahiti, get to Hong Kong, you know, like go see Bruce, man, do it all. Don't, it's not a dress rehearsal, Nestor. This is it, baby. 24 hours, 60 good years. Let's go.
All right. Well, don't say 60 because I'm turning 53 soon. I got more than seven left in me. If I only have seven left in me, I'm wondering whether the 2026 World Cup will be in Baltimore. So I haven't talked a lot about the press conference on Thursday because I don't know. Are you a soccer fan? Do you consider yourself at all a fan of soccer?
No. I have a neighbor who is also a brother-in-law who cannot stop watching soccer. And it's frankly, it's grating. And all of these USA soccer fans, I don't know, they're really kind of annoying. Now, I went to Calvert Hall in the Calvert Hall soccer heyday, you know.
Dude, you were like a Karpovich, like of the whole thing live there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was in the Karpovich era. But I watched the Euros. I thought that was a lot of fun. And the South American tournament I thought were a lot of fun. And so, like, I'll watch sports because they're sports. But
by the way, because I'm East Side and I'm perceived as being anti-Calvert Hall, even though I'm not, I'm going to like say that was the Pepe Perella era for us. That's a little curly reference because Pep was one of my first sponsors.
Sure,
Pepperoni's Pizza over on Bel Air Road. Pep Perella was one of my first sponsors. So I had covered the Calvert Hall curly battles of the late 80s. I was at those games.
Yeah, baby.
So, Barry Stitz and Jason Dieter, like Jason, all those guys are buddies of mine to this day. Jason Wright's one of my best.
Right. I'm right on the tail end of that era.
So
if you're East Side or Northeast Side and you're Catholic school, you're curly Calvert Hall and you're probably soccer, you know, like that was.
Well, that's why I'm saying so many people aren't. And the people that aren't like really piss on it. There's like a really like soccer. It's like hating country or rap music. You know, like there's the real problem with it.
You hit the nail on the head. Your country music and rap music or heavy metal.
I treat country and rap music, not rap as much, but country for sure. Yeah, it's not. I treat that the way I treat lacrosse. You know, this is not my thing. It's not my thing.
Play it. Don't hate on it.
I don't hate it. Right.
Exactly.
NASCAR. I don't hate it. It's just not my thing. You know,
I can do the Indy 500. Listen to me. NASCAR, Indy 500. Right. I can do the Daytona 500. You know, I can watch, like you say, treat it like you treat lacrosse. Like, you know, just kind of keep an eye on it. My kids in Calvert Hall lacrosse camp, by the way, they got 7th and 8th graders that look like they could play for Syracuse. It's insane. They're whipping the ball up the field and shooting on the run.
I've never thrown a lacrosse ball with any.
You're going to want to use the stick, typically.
Anger. No, I've never. Yeah, I've never. I did it a couple, but it's not natural to me. I mean, you know, I swing a golf club more naturally. I played tennis all my life. I mean, I did things, played baseball my whole life, but like lacrosse was always this sort of awkwardly, like probably like soccer was for me. I never played
soccer.
The
problem with soccer, the reason it gets the animus is the same reason that rap music and country music or whatever.
Because it's thrust upon you?
The people that are into it are just a little too into it. You know, like you're just too,
you can't be a country music hat. You have to have a hat and a boots and talk like them and strut like them and sing like them.
And so when you start using like English slang, like, you know, like blokes and stuff because you're, you know, like the Italian people and they're, oh God, you know, like they get too into
it. I do love Ian Darkall in soccer though. Like hearing him, onward, upward, you know, like when the guy dives, the officials having none of it.
You know what we did in Bermuda? We taught ourselves cricket. So I'm staying Bermuda. Really? They roll up the carpet. I mean, like Gatlinburg, Tennessee has nothing on Bermuda. Like after 9:30, hopefully you have a beer in the fridge because you're not buying one anywhere. There's no nightlife to speak of. But so I'm in a rented apartment with my brother and two cousins. And there's nothing on but cricket. And we got a fridge full of beer and nothing to do.
Tonight's our night to learn cricket.
Well, yeah, we had
to. So you Google the rules a little bit or, you know,
Nope. Just taught ourselves on the fly, you know, like you're listening again, like, oh, he's got himself in a real pinch here, you know, like, and you're like, all right, well, this must mean something, you know, like kind of like, have you ever seen the YouTube will have like, Irish people watching baseball for the first time, you know, like,
okay. So I've had that experience. Okay. I dated a Swedish girl at the turn of the century.
That's hot.
In New York City. She's right. Beautiful. She's still beautiful.
I don't doubt.
So I, you know, and I dated for a year and a half, you know, in New York. And this was when I was syndicated. So I was up and back and forth, and I was always at a Yankees Red Sox game. Right. And that's a big deal. Pedro, Roger Clemens, like all that era. And I remember she had never been to a Yankees game, and I took her. And, you know, we got on the train, we went up to the Yankees game, and I'm sitting in the stands, and she didn't have a huge desire to learn it. She wasn't like,
right.
She wanted to learn it quickly, but she wasn't really interested. And she spoke perfect English. I mean, her English is better than most of the guys at Curly that I know, quite frankly. So there was no language barrier at all. She loves hockey, likes soccer. You know, she's pretty athletic, but didn't understand baseball. And I took her to Yankee Stadium, packed, you know, it's like a lot of energy. And I was really trying to teach her. And it's just like things like ball, strike, words that are nouns that you then tried to make a verb, conjugate it, very, very difficult.
Right, right.
Inning, the word inning had no, what is an inning?
The word inning.
Inning is a frame. Well, what's a frame? An inning is three outs. Well, what's a ball? What's a strike? What's an out? Why? That's first base, that's say. Like just the basic because things you teach a three-year-old.
Most sports are a ball and a goal. Basketball is a ball and a goal. Soccer is a ball and a goal. Football is a ball and a goal. Hockey is a ball and a goal. Like baseball is a thinking man's sport, you know? So, and cricket's like the word innings is singular and plural in cricket, like a singular innings you might have. So put that, learn that in Bermuda.
That's weird.
And the games go on for a century and a half. I mean,
they play the next day. I know that from being in Jamaica a lot. I know that from being in Australia and you know, and being in other places where the game's on, you know, like
right.
I've seen cricket matches on. I went to the bullfights in Madrid. Gross. I mean, I would never do it again. You know, I've done things to dabble. You know, I haven't been to Hunk Cup yet. That's for you to take me.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, but you know, I try to dabble, and that's what the tour's about in August. I mean, I'm ziplining. I'm going crab. I'm doing the Marlin open.
Seeing it all, baby.
Yeah, I'm trying to do different things. So the soccer thing. By the way, Todd Schuler,
I'm not against it,
Schuler. I just want to reset. Damngoodlawyer.com. You're not against soccer?
No, I'm not against soccer. It's just some of the fans in the world, don't the soccer fans, aren't they particularly grating compared to, say, baseball fans or basketball fans? NFL fans can get a little weird.
I'm not disagreeing with you that when I have been to United States games here, there's a very nerdy, weird, only into soccer, not into baseball or football or basketball, which was really weird to me, right?
Right, right.
That's why the kid from Dundalk that played lacrosse, it was just weird to me. I'm like,
yeah, you're a little foreign. By the way,
we play baseball here, we play football, we play basketball, we even put skates on and play hockey. Those kids play soccer over there. What are you doing with a lacrosse ball? Like, that was 1979, right? Now I get it that everybody, it's what Johnny does, right? But soccer is now on Saturday mornings, EPL. It's not via satellite anymore. It's in your face. The Audi Stadium's 40 miles away. Your kid plays, your daughter plays, your son plays, your nieces play, your nephews play. World Cup, okay? It's the biggest thing in the world, right? And we had a press conference here Thursday to get actual World Cup games here. Now, I don't know much. I haven't done a lot of the research. We're Baltimore. I know who we're competing with. I would say we're a long shot. You know, we're the 50-1 racehorse in this thing. But, you know, I put the good face on. I put the suit on. I went over there. I sweat my nuts off because the only fools have press conferences in a 110-degree day outside on turf. I hope to never attend a press conference as bad as the one Thursday for the World Cup. That being said, I hope we get the World Cup. Well, when I say to you, and you're a really smart guy, you're a really big sports fan, you're like all of that, I can't fathom. I started to think about this afterward because it was too hot. I was melting. Poor Dick Cass was melting. Brandon Scott, we're all melting. Pete Carangi was melting. Pete's getting too old for that. Tell him I said so. If we get the World Cup bid, I'm trying to put that into perspective, not for you, but for like people that really don't know anything. I don't even know what to compare it to. It would be like us getting a Super Bowl, which you know is impossible, right? Like that's not possible. And I'm trying to think like the Pope came, right? And I'm thinking, well, if we had an AFC championship game, yeah, if we had an AFC, it'd be nice. It'd be fun and all that, but it wouldn't bring 300,000 tourists into town, right? Like, so we've had celebration. We've opened the Inner Harbor. Angelo's effed up the greatest night in the history of Baltimore ever with that Keith Urban show. And we didn't really have the parade after the parade. So I think about the parades. I think about the day Harbor Place opened in 1981. And nobody remembers that but me, but it was a big deal. I don't know if we were to get the World Cup bid, and I've explained this to people. If Argentina were to play Belgium on Friday and on Monday,
for
France,
world dominance. No,
right. If France were to play Ivory Coast on Tuesday and then on Friday, Germany came in here to play Brazil because somehow they wound up in the same round. I'm making that up. If that were to happen in this city, it's less than 5 years from now. So I mean, I'm talking about 4.5 years, like not that long ago when Joe Flacco was here. That's how recent we're talking here, right? I don't know where to scope that, but you're really smart. Hyperbole if I say it's the most incredible thing that's ever happened to Baltimore to get five World Cup games? Because I really started thinking about that, and I thought, how would I position this? Because this isn't Billy Joel or Springsteen or Garth Brooks, we got that, or Jay-Z or whatever. This is a different level of if we would be a North American leader, because you're competing with Mexico City, Vancouver, all of this. If somehow we get games and Atlanta doesn't, you'd have to wake me up. You really would.
It feels like the Grand Prix to me, you know, like neat, kind of cool, transformative of downtown.
Dude, way bigger than that.
Am I downplaying it?
Way bigger. Know. Yeah, yeah. That's what concerned me.
Intelligent people like you
would look at it and say, meh.
I think it's a way bigger deal than a meh.
I really do. I think it's like it would be the biggest thing we've ever done as a community if we got world. Like, so there's no hyperbole in that for me, because you'd have to challenge that for me. You'd have to tell me getting the Ravens was the big biggest thing that ever happened to this city in my lifetime because of the effect of it. And I don't think the World Cup would have that effect long term, but I do think it's a really big deal. I don't even know how to compare it to anything else.
My father was never a Ravens fan or really an NFL football fan at all. But he loved getting the Ravens. I mean, he was in construction and, you know, his guys were going to be on the stadium and he knew it was good for the bars and he knew it was good for the restaurants. He knew it was good for the local economy, sports talk radio people.
Was he an anti-Colt or a Colt person?
Yeah, he just never went back after the Colts. He didn't blame Indianapolis. He blamed the NFL. It was like, I don't care. Like, you take my team, it's fine, but you're not going to bring me another one and I'm supposed to go crawling. But like the
Cleveland. I feel that way about Angelos. I mean, F him. You know what I mean? Like the notion that I'm going to go give them $18 to see Shohei Ohtani play in a month. Like, I don't know that I would feel that way about Major League Baseball, the Orioles, but like, I think there's plenty of angst when you feel like you've been wronged and then somebody puts the foot down in your throat for 15 years, like the NFL did.
And you're supposed to come back and be like, oh, we have a team. Let's celebrate. Like they can yank it out from under you. This is about my father, Chad. No, I love the Ravens and I love the Orioles.
Dude, I was on the radio when that happened. Bro.
I'd watch the Orioles lose 12-1 to Shohei Ohtani before I walked across the street to watch a World Cup soccer game. But yeah, it's like you're supposed to take it. It's like the LeBron thing, right? Like, I'm back, Cleveland, to deliver you a championship. You're welcome. Like, that's how my dad looked at the Ravens. Like, yeah, get bent. Like, I don't care. Too little, too late, you know?
So, all right. So FIFA has announced the timeline. So this is all the things they're supposed to teach you at a press conference, but they were too busy doing a circle jerk to like, teach me anything. So it turns out Edmonton and Montreal are the two cities in Canada. And I think Montreal bailed. So there were 23 candidate host cities. There were three in Canada. Oh, Toronto's in. Toronto, Montreal, and Edmonton were in. Sorry. Monterey, Guadalajara, and Mexico City are in. And then in the United States, and I'll go east to west, ready? Boston, New York, Philly, Baltimore, Washington, Cincinnati, strange, Nashville, not strange, Atlanta, Orlando, okay, Miami, Kansas City, Dallas, Houston, Denver, LA, the Bay Area, Santa Clara, and Seattle. So I was wrong. Minnesota doesn't have a bid. Somebody else obvious doesn't have a bid. Arizona doesn't have a bid. I'm talking obvious with stadiums with a dome and, you know, that they could roll out what they are. Chicago does not have a bid.
It's five games. What's the story? Is it
five to seven games? So they've expanded the tournament. They have more teams in it now. So there will be 48 teams instead of 32. So there's a lot more games, right? Their in-person venue visits begin in July. And it will narrowed to 16 cities. So there will be 16 cities. There were 23. And I think Montreal may be the only one that pulled out.
All right.
I think. And again, I'm only thinking because these people.
And so we're not going to have the championship, right? Or like the.
Okay, Vancouver is bad. We're not going to have that. So, okay, Montreal is out, but Vancouver is back in. So there you have it. Yes. Okay.
Why is this the biggest thing to happen to Baltimore? I don't get it.
You'd have five. Here's why. Here's why. You ready? Here's why. And let me give you the other politic thing here. You're a former politician. Todd Schuller here, of course, from Blondell Miller Schuller and damn good lawyer over in Essex.
Losing soccer fans as clients routinely now.
Right? No, it's fine. You don't have to – look, people are still friends with me even though I don't like country music. Nobody's like, friends with me because I don't like Donald Trump. If you love Donald Trump, you've kicked me out. So that's fine. But the consolation prize, right, the booby prize here when Philadelphia and Washington get games and we don't, will be, oh, we're going to have four teams that are going to base here. So France is going to practice at UMBC. Brazil is going to base in Towson and practice at Towson. Like, you know what I mean? That would be when you don't get the games, the booby prize is you get the fans.
You're like Timonium, right? During the Preakness, you get the horses stabled up there, right?
No, but it's different than that because people care about this. Oh, I did really being France. An ignorant American here
I
right
did
now.
Watch
you need to take.
No, I watched France win the last World Cup with a bona fide Frenchman. I learned Allez les Bleus, which means let's go blue or go France.
Okay. All right. Well, good. So you're more you're not eating freedom fries though, are you?
I am, as Mark Miller calls me, intentionally ignorant, you know, or willfully ignorant.
That's the worst kind.
That's always lobbed at me by my beloved law partner. You know.
So you are willfully ignorant of this, but I'm going to educate you now because you're here and you have to listen to me. So, if the games happen here, it will create what Preakness is supposed to be, filling every hotel, right? You know, for 4 days in and around the game, because the way the games work is you play every fifth day or like that. And they're group rounds. So you play every fifth day. So we probably would have games here. You'd have, if you get games, you get 5 to 7 games. I did get that much out of Terry on Thursday while I was sweating. So let's say we get five. Okay. We get five games. That would mean 10 countries, big countries, not Green Bay.
Does the whole country come or what?
Not Adirondack or Hershey, like the whole, not the whole country, but like,
real big powerhouses like Europe.
Everybody from that country that lives in America will be here. Okay. So if Jamaica plays here, every Jamaican from New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, every Nashville, every Jamaican will come. If Mexico were to play a game here, there would be 450,000 people from Mexico in our city the day before, the day of, and then leaving the day after. And this is where the booby prize happens. Okay, so stay with me here, okay? I think what we're trying to do is put the foot forward thinking we're Baltimore, they're not giving us games. Okay. Or maybe they'll give Washington 3 and us 2, or Washington will get 5 and we'll get 2 because we're the Maryland bid or whatever. Okay. So let's say we were to get a couple of games, but not. So we get boxed out. We get boxed out. You then, all 48 of these teams are coming to America and needing a camp. Remember the dream team in Barcelona? They had their own like encampment, sure, right? And the media, like, all 48 teams will base somewhere in America because they're going to have a game on Monday in Monterey, a game on Saturday in Kansas City, and a game the following Thursday in Boston. So their fans are going to want to come and be a part of that, and they're going to want to stay where the team is basing. So a team like France, let's say France is playing in Orlando, Boston, and LA. France is going to say, we want to stay in Providence because our first game's in Boston and we want to be near there, but we need to have a home base. Like back when Elton John was touring regularly, he lived in Atlanta on the East Coast and LA on the West Coast, and he would fly in and out of every show. Learjet in and out, right?
Just take the John Madden bus around.
Correct. So every team will base, they'll arrive in America 2 weeks before the tournament. They will live at the Marriott or at the Four Seasons. They will practice. They call it training. So I'm teaching you some words now. They will train at UMBC because they have a field there, or Towson or Morgan or Cobb. Like, we'll have fields, right?
Right.
So that is the consolation prize. The consolation prize is you get the German government, the French government, the Spanish government, and the Australian government to say, oh, we're going to base our team there. Oh, 6,000 fans are coming over from Australia, and they want to stay with the team and watch the team train and be a part of it. Baltimore is like Sydney. Let's stay in Baltimore. And that's what will happen. So the Inner Harbor will be packed for a month. People will be here. Like,
that's cool.
It will be a big, big, big effing deal, dude. Like a
here's
big
what
effing
in my
deal.
Crawl, though.
A big enough deal that they shouldn't be having a press conference on a 100-degree day where everybody sweats their balls off and doesn't get any answers. That I'm trying to answer
if
questions for you right now.
Answer
them. Because they haven't answered them.
Let's say that I wagered on Italy to beat England in the last big championship. They're all championships in soccer, right? You got a championship this week.
It's called a cup.
Yeah, all kinds of cups.
It's a cup.
Everything's got a cup. I got a cup. I got a Royal Farms coffee cup, by the way.
So do I. Hold on here. I got Chicken Palooza.
Nice.
Chicken Palooza.
So if I bet a wager on our good friends from Italy to beat England, and I watched that soccer game, you would think that I would have won my bet. But that is not accurate. You see, that was a draw at 90 minutes. The bet is 90 minutes. And so it doesn't matter who wins the game. It's not like football. You bet in overtime and stuff like that, or basketball. Literally, the bet is a loss.
I'm trying to teach you the beautiful game. I'm trying to teach you
just telling you
the game. And all you want to do is bet on it.
It's a letdown whether you want to watch it, whether you want to go there, whether you want to bet on it.
Chris Pike and I sat in Charleston the other day, and we were not let down. I had a delicious peanut butter Hefeweizen. I had delicious chicken tinga tacos at the Chaucer, and I enjoyed it. I went to Amici's the other day for the first Italy game. I didn't enjoy it because Italy won, but I did enjoy the food. I had some meatballs. I had
If you'd have bet Italy, you'd have lost. How about them apples? You'd have lost.
I would never bet on Italy. I hate the Italian team. They dive, they cry, they whine. Oh, and I'm Italian, so, and I don't like the Italian team. So if the Italian team were to base in Baltimore, and because they're playing in Orlando, Philly, and Kansas City, and Italy decides we want to stay at the Four Seasons in Baltimore because we like that Pete Caringi. Caringi is a good Italian. We're going to stay with him. I'm telling you, if the Italian team or the Brazilian team or the German team or the French team stay in Baltimore and train here, there'll be more people here for those 2 weeks than have ever been in any Preakness in the history of the city. And I'm not being a dick. I'm being honest, man. Like, it's a big, big, big deal. And the people running the World Cup thing here wanted to like tell people it's a big deal. And none of the media really showed, the real media showed up. It was me and Stan Charles and a Baltimore Sun reporter, and the seats were too hot to sit in. Stan Charles doesn't even like me and saved my ass the other day. He said, whatever you do, don't sit down. That seat's hot. And I'm like, thanks, Stan. So if you see Stan, tell Stan thank you that he saved my ass.
Isn't that selection of locations, isn't that all run on graft? Do we just, don't we pay somebody? Isn't that FIFA, right?
Yeah, well, it's a mafia. Yeah, do that.
Right.
Even, if you want to read one of the greatest stories ever written, let me Google fat guy who worked for U.S. FIFA. I'll put the word Trump in too. It'll pop right up. Chuck Blazer. There it is. I put fat guy who worked for U.S. FIFA Trump and soccer rat, the story. I want you to, this is your homework, okay? I want you to Google Chuck Blazer, B-L-A-Z-E-R. Doesn't have anything to do with smoking weed. Chuck Blazer. And I want you to read the story because he was involved with Trump and involved. He was the bag man for the U.S. money to get the U.S. vote for Qatar.
Right, right.
Right. So, like, go read about these sleazeballs that were involved with FIFA and involved in games in Russia getting the bid. Russia got the bid because this fat guy that lived in Trump Tower that had parakeets and monkeys, and he apparently was this slovenly 450-pound, like, character of a guy, was on the take for the United States taking money. He's dead now. I can say anything I want about it. But go read about how filthy this thing is. You know, it's the kind of stuff movies are made about. You know, stuff that like a Tarantino would make a good film about.
Did you read, speaking of corruption and the like, did you read Justin Fenton's book about the gun?
I had Justin on. Transfer? I have not read the book, but I had him on for an hour and a half.
It's, can't put it down. Once you pick it up, you can't put it down. It's fantastic. And of course, you're going to know people, you know, the politicians, you know, the crook, you know, everybody, you know, like it's too small a town. And, to not have, you know, incestuous ties into the whole world. And
can I bring this full circle talk television with you? Because sure. Like,
but you gotta be careful.
I haven't watched Ted television. Lasso. In I don't, 10 I don't years. Either. Yeah. I haven't seen Ted Lasso, right?
Yeah.
Ted Lasso is a soccer based show.
Right.
And everyone says it's really not a lot to do with soccer. And I have not, and I like soccer, right? I don't watch the EPL. I don't have favorite teams or players, and I have U.S. jerseys. I've supported the United States when they've been in the World Cup. I've been to the World Cup. I have massive, clearly, respect for the World Cup and what it is. And I also have massive disdain for FIFA and frauds and people taking money and like all of that. But the Ted Lasso thing has been on my timeline everywhere. Go out on Facebook and see how many of your friends watch it and how much they love it and how much people tell me I need to watch it. And now Jason Sudeikis, who's the actor who just busted up with Olivia Wilde, which is a shame for him. And he's the biggest star in the world right now because of this show. And I haven't seen it yet, but I'm considering watching it because so many people, if you watch Ted Lasso and you're listening, send me a note and tell me why. Because like everyone tells me I need to see it.
I'm a little behind. I have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. And so if it's not sports, I'm watching their shows. So I could tell you all you want about the Thundermans, but like I missed Mad Men. I missed Game of Thrones. Like I haven't done shows in like a decade.
I watched the best miniseries, one of the best miniseries I've ever seen called McMillions. You familiar with the story?
No.
I will give you a piece of homework for reading because you don't like television. You like to read.
I mean, lawyer. I like, no. I like television. Don't get me wrong. I just haven't caught up on shows.
I will send you the original story. And I think it was on Yahoo that it was a Yahoo based story. Because the television miniseries, it's all true. It's a documentary. It's not a drama. Yeah, the original McMillions is what you want to Google. There was a story written about it. I don't know if it was Yahoo or whether it was like – it was a web-based website. And it was a really long story about how the feds busted a ring, an ongoing ring. Did you ever play the Monopoly game?
Sure, yeah.
It was all a scam.
Right. There was like one boardwalk.
No. Well, yes, 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 yes.
Felt
for
that
the million
way.
Dollars and all that. But the boardwalk pieces were all stolen for like a decade by the same person.
Wow. All right. I'll have to check that out.
And it's a legitimate
all come FBI, full circle.
And the story, I read the story on a long airplane ride. I think I literally may have been flying to Australia in 17 or something. Like it was, you know, it took me an hour or two to read it, right? And I was reading it and I'm elbowing my wife the whole time, being like, you gotta read the story. Like, this is the most unbelievable story I've ever read. And when I got done it, I kept telling her to read it. I shared it out on Facebook and told people to read it. A handful of people read it and they were like, oh my God. And then like 2 years later, so like 2 years ago, like 18 or 19, they made it into a 6 or 7 part, you know, hour. I think HBO, McMillions, HBO made it. And I watched it for 7 Sundays when it came out or whatever. And they had the real people. The real FBI guy that did it, the real woman who set up the scam, all of the people who took the pieces
right.
and cashed them in for the Don. Phenomenal. So I don't prattle on about movies or TV on the show much because I don't ever watch anything, but I think you'd love it. And I think you'd love to read the story.
Yeah, I'd like to check it out.
Because you're involved in crime and criminal activity and helping people and, you know, fighting the man. Tell me what you do, Todd.
I am a personal injury lawyer primarily. We do workers' compensation, auto accidents, boat accidents, construction accidents. If you're hurt, call us. It's a free consultation. You know, and frankly, all that we do is on contingency, meaning we only get paid out of the money that you get at the end of your case. So there's no excuse if you're worried, if you think you don't have a case, you know, we'll let you know. We turn cases away all the time because we don't think that, you know, that they're going to be worth the time or the effort of the individual that's involved in them. And you know, we'll let you know that, but if you do have a case, we're going to fight for you and we're going to get every dollar we can.
Go ahead.
One request of you, Nestor, and I texted you yesterday.
Don't ever talk soccer again with you. I know.
No. I need one of those, Royal Farms shirts. My mother is my hero, you know, and she lives up in Hereford. And
she fit in this medium because the medium's kind of big. I mean, I don't know.
She might just.
It's really big.
But I mean, nothing unites the political left and the political right in this country quite like not in my backyard. And so my parents have lived in Hereford forever. And like every time they want to build anybody wants to do anything, there's always like the lawn signs and we don't want this and this petition. And like my father always said, like, you know, that we moved up here first, but everybody that moved in since us wants to be the last person to move up here, you know? And so she wants to, you know, the Royal Farms is coming to the greater Hereford region.
Well, good. That means you'll have like reliable gas, delicious fried chicken. You won't have to drink that swill that's in your cup over there. That's not real. I mean, how did I
say not to love? Yeah.
I know it wasn't real.
It's got a chicken.
It's not real Royal Farms. This is real Royal Farms. Stopping at the wrong places, man.
We need one right here on Eastern Avenue. I got to go all the way down. I do have one right there. Mom wants to troll the not in my backyard.
Mom wants to be a part of Chicken Palooza because she knows what's good. She needs Western fries in Hereford.
Right. The silent majority that welcomes, like you said, reliable gas and coffee and chicken and deliciousness that doesn't jump up and down everybody every time something new comes along, you know?
All right. So look, the story was on the Daily Beast, by the way, the Daily Beast, Google Daily Beast McDonald's scam story from like 2016 or 17. It pops right up. You'll definitely want to go read it because it's one of the greatest stories I've ever read. I mean, like, and then they made it into this thing, which was something so good that I actually watched it. So if Ted Lasso is as good as McMillions, I'll watch it. Other than that, I'll just cross my fingers and hope that we get the World Cup here in 2026. So the guys like you will at least before your life is over, be educated about the beautiful game and understand the power of how soccer unites people. It brings countries together. It brings cultures together.
Breaks out the casual racism. Yeah, all the good stuff.
A lot of young ladies play soccer in this country and enjoy it. So a lot of soccer moms take them. So, you know, let's be nice to the soccer people. All right, Todd Schuller's here. We'll get back to talking about baseball and football and like the others, horse racing. By the way, I found another I found this for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I got a gift for you. I hope you can see it. So if I hold it here, can you see what it is? If I hold that up?
That is a Preakness button.
Yeah, it's a Preakness celebration button from 1990. I found this for you, and I've told you I'm keeping Preakness stuff for you. So this is the kind of stuff you want. You want like a pin like this, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's plastic, but it's nice. I'm sure you can get a dollar for it somewhere on the internet. All right.
I like that.
I also
collectibles.
This is an original collectible for me. My son found these at the house over on Bank Street in Dundalk. This is my Pan Am wings from when I went to Venezuela in 1973. You know, they give you the little wings when you're a kid. Yeah.
Does that mean you're allowed to fly the plane? Or
he brought me two pins. He's like, Dad, do you want your Preakness 19? Was 1990? That wasn't the year I got drunk and wound up on Kane Street. Beat Red. That was Ali Sheba was that year. Who was the 1990 Preakness winner? Ali Sheba was 89.
Sunday Silence was 89. Ali Sheba, I think, was 89.
Summer Squall, 1990. Summer Squall and Mr. Frisky. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Todd Schuller, he is damngoodlawyer.com. And of course, Blondell Miller Schuller. Mark Miller last week. And it might have been because we were in the Heritage Fair beer garden in Dundalk. He committed to doing the show with me and talking about more than baseball cards. Like, we were going to talk about the judicial system in the country and what having a Republican, a Democratic president would do to stacking courts.
All right. Well, nobody can talk court stacking like Mark.
He needs to talk it with me.
I know. Get him on. What do you need me to do?
Go down the hallway and give me your microphone. Todd Schuller's here. He is Blondell Miller Schuller. And Mark Miller's the actual lifetime friend of mine that I met in 1979 that's still in my world. You can find them down at Essex. You can find them at damngoodlawyer.com. And very, very soon, you'll find them with me at Pizza John's, hopefully having some pizza. And hopefully very soon, doing a crab cake. Johnny O, all right? This Monday, 1 p.m., Costas.
All right. Okay. I'll be tuned in.
I see his name over your shoulder. All right. So we're doing Johnny O next week. We did Stuart Pittman last week in Anne Arundel County at G&M. Week before that, we were with Barry Glassman up in Harford County. And if you're asking why we haven't been with Brandon Scott yet, it's because we screwed up the date last month and we're pushing off. We're punting till September. But that will happen at Coco's as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop being long-winded about Ted Lasso, soccer, judicial process, the Preakness, and what else do we leave out?
Bermuda and Royal Farms.
We are Baltimore positive just because of that.